Wendy Kahn, who is the national director of the
What really needed bravery was getting people into our venue yesterday. I mean, that was real bravery, now that you mention it.
So that's what I want you to address. Let's go back a step and tell us about yesterday. Who was yesterday? What was yesterday? And why did you need bravery to get in there?
Every second year, we have our Gauteng Council Conference. So that is when we elect our new Gauteng leadership. We always have a little bit of a bash so that the community can come and meet interesting people, have an opportunity to discuss with us the affairs of the Jewish community in Gauteng. And this year, it was a slightly different conference. Because our community, and certainly our community in Gauteng, has not really had an opportunity to meet our new president.
No, he started in Cape Town, didn't he?
So, absolutely. And we wanted to have an opportunity for that engagement, but we didn't want to wait another year until our national conference. So we managed to organize the date that was yesterday for him to come and talk to us. Unfortunately, we had a little bit of a difficulty or a challenge,
yeah,
because constitutionally we had to have our conference a month ago or 6 weeks ago. So we had the official part of the conference and the elections back then, and we had the fun event yesterday. So it really just was an opportunity for everybody to dress up, come out. We had, besides the president, an unbelievable array of people. There were four cabinet ministers. There were parliamentarians, politicians. We had local government, provincial government, national government. There were a couple of portfolio committee chairs from parliament, diplomats from 12 different countries. It really was, and most importantly, of course, we had the Jewish community. We had our special Gauteng community. So it really was a great opportunity for people to come together, focus on our community, focus on the issues of our community, and that's what
Wendy, it's really great to hear, because a lot of us have been feeling particularly marginalized or voiceless,
yeah,
over the past year,
yeah.
And to hear that there was that kind of turnout at that level.
Mm. You see, that's the thing, that we've got such incredible friends, and unfortunately we focus on the nasties, and the nasties have got very loud voices, and they're the ones that unfortunately we're listening to. But if you were there last night, you would see that we have got so many people that love this community and who feel strongly about this community and who want to engage with the community. I left feeling so heartwarmed by the,
wow,
kind of relationships. I mean, you just couldn't speak to everybody last night. There were just so many wonderful, special people who were there. And I think that we have to also recognize that. I think, and we'll probably get onto it, but also the messages that we got last night from our president were very, very uplifting, inspiring, and heartwarming. He was not by any means looking through rose-tinted glasses. He acknowledged the corruption. He acknowledged the devastation to our country over the last few years. But also very much he spoke about rebuilding and rebirth. And I think that very much along the lines of the J.F. Kennedy the quote about ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And I think that is key, because if we are not going to be part of the solution, that's the only way we go, you know, the only way that we can build up this country and create a country that we want to bring up our children in is if we become part of that solution.
When it's a big deal having the president of a country appear at a community event,
yeah,
was it difficult to get the president there? Did you?
It has been. This year has been a difficult year in terms of engagement. There's been a totally new administration. It's not just a new president, but he's come with new people in the office, new relationships that have needed to be built up. It has taken us a while. Just bear in mind, he's been in the office since February. Yes, it took a while to get that together. And it's a difficult process. It's meeting, frequent meetings with security protocols and other protocols within the presidency. And there's a lot of PT that goes around organizing a presidential visit. But it was so worth it because that engagement between Stephen Kossoff and what we did.
I wish I'd seen it.
Well, you can because we've actually got it recorded and we will be putting it on our website. But what was so phenomenal was to have the two of them sitting on these couches on the stage. They've got an unbelievable rapport. They've got a friendship between them. And there was this kind of banter that was going on. And we chose that. We didn't want to have a very formal state address by the president, which we could have had. We chose rather to have an informal type of conversation between these two remarkable people.
Is there an understanding of the sensitivities of the Jewish community? And I'm thinking specifically on the part of the ANC in respect of somebody like Amarius Fransman. Yeah. Do they understand why we feel so threatened, so outraged?
I have no doubt that many of them do understand and have the sensitivity around it. Unfortunately, it's not enough. And unfortunately, on the ground, and particularly in the Western Cape, I'm very aggrieved by the lack of action and the lack of statements around those kind of events and or those kind of incidents that we've had. And we certainly, both in Mark Pozniak's address last night — Mark Pozniak is the chairman of Gauteng SAJBD — and in Mark's address, he spoke a lot about words matter. And he spoke about everything from a penny sparrow until an Ehrenreich and a Masuku. And he shared at the conference. It gave us an opportunity to actually share those incidents with the presidency, and not just with the presidency, but with all the different people who were there, including people from Chapter 9 organizations. There were representatives from the Human Rights Commission sitting right there. And those messages do get out. So very much that was one of the messages that came across.
So we're speaking to Wendy Kahn, the National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. And this is your chance. This is your one chance. Well, today,
no,
this is your
not
one,
one
chance.
Chance.
This is your one chance today.
I'm intending today. To be around for a while.
Today, yeah. This is the chance today to send through a question, or if you've got an issue that you would like to raise with this, you would like to have Wendy address, well, send it through. You know what the details are. You can SMS us on 34519 or WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019. Wendy, I hope you're not in too much of a rush because it's
not at all.
Very, very interesting chatting to you, and I'd like to keep you perhaps just a little bit longer.
Lovely.
Here's a humdinger of a question. What do you see as the challenges facing the South African Jewish community?
I think the challenges are the same as with any other South Africans, truly. We have to see our economy turning around, and thankfully that was a lot of the discussion last night, certainly between Stephen and the President, on how we are going to rebuild that economy, how we're going to bring investment, how we're going to deal with all of these kind of redistribution of wealth. How are we going to – and what was – quite phenomenal was there was one, and I'm just trying to find it here. The president at one stage, he turned around and he said, he acknowledged that the Jewish community has been at the forefront of economic inclusion. And for me, that was really a wonderful, wonderful thing to hear, that acknowledgement. But very much the economy is something that we need to be concerned about. We are concerned about issues like inflation, unemployment, poverty around us. We are concerned around the education in our country and the healthcare, the same issues that all South Africans are worried about. In addition to that, I think we're also worried about the hate and the emergence and the escalation of hate in our country. We are one type of hate, but we certainly are not the only hate. We've seen vicious hate against members of the Indian community recently. There are frequent racist incidents, xenophobic incidents in our country. This is something that worries us as a Jewish community, and it's something that we certainly have raised. Obviously, the other issue, the elephant in the room is the Israeli-Palestinian issue.
Absolutely.
Although last night we had Investec as our sponsors, so we said it wasn't an elephant in the room, it was the zebra in the room. And again, it was something that Stephen Kosoff asked the president. What is the plan and what is the
vision? Are you going to do with your ambassador?
What is going to happen with the downgrade? And he turned around and he said, our way forward is a two-state solution, and it is engagement. We want to share the lessons of South African development with the Israelis and the Palestinians. And for us, that was really encouraging, because you can't downgrade and cut ties if you are looking to re-engage and to work with these parties in terms of finding a peaceful solution.
And also, one can't underestimate the value and the importance of human relations. So if you're telling me that you sensed a vibe between Stephen Kosoff and the president, and I'm sure there are many more, this is real. You can't manufacture that. Yeah. You
know? No, there was humor, and there was teasing, and it was a real warm relationship. And I think we all felt that. And I think it was very reassuring and encouraging when we heard the messages that they said. And as you say, also that kind of environment that was created on the stage last night. Very, very inspiring.
Wendy, that's where we are going to wrap it up today. Thank you so
much. Oh, you're
so
not letting me quickly tell you about our Mandela Project in one minute.
No. Please.
Yeah, because I think it's really important.
I didn't know a thing about it.
So we had this amazing program with Stephen Kosoff and the president. And then we went on to celebrate the centenary of Nelson Mandela. Our community has not yet had the opportunity to really celebrate this milestone, as all other South Africans have, and to look at the legacy of Nelson Mandela in our country. So what we did, and it will be on our Facebook and website within the next few days, a video was produced by the Oral History Project, Ava Ichikovitz's organization. And what they did, it's a look at the relationship between Jewish South Africans and Nelson Mandela. It's a 10-minute documentary that every single member of our community should view. And it's everybody from Arthur Chaskelson to L.B. Sachs to Eric Sampson to Rabbi Harris and Helen Sussman, and interviews with all of them. And it's something that I really would encourage every member of our community to have a look at, because it's, first of all, it's the incredible pride that we have to have been involved in such an important part of our history in South Africa, the history of our struggle. But also what's so important is to learn from those incredible people, and to see the lessons and the legacies that we as a community can take forward.
So there are two things we need to watch on your website. We need to see the debate, or not the debate, the discussion, and we need to watch the Mandela video, and I presume what, sajbd.org.
Yeah. And also there's a book that we also have, unfortunately it's out of print, Jewish Memories of Mandela, and we presented that book to Queenie Mandela last night. And she spoke also about her grandfather's legacy in relation to the Jewish community. So that was also something that was very, very special. And of course, the honoring of the Coleman family, a family that had been so involved in the struggle against apartheid, and had really suffered so badly. And that was just wonderful that we could honor them as well.
Wendy, you are doing, what's the Hebrew word? Avodat Kodesh. You are doing holy work. Thank you so much for everything that you do.
Thank you.
On behalf of all of us. And we will no doubt be speaking to you very soon.
I look forward. Thank you.